There's no indication in the emails of any illegal or even, you know, improper, you know, professional conduct here. She has said that she had only a professional relationship with him. He was sort of a colleague. They shared clients back and forth, that kind of thing. But in the emails, you do get this sort of obnoxious tone, which I think became really tricky. You know, she's at one point, you know, disparaging overweight people. At one point, you know, she says victims' rights, my butt, except she doesn't say butt. You know, a lot of those details of the expensive gifts that he was giving her and the recommendations back and forth in advice in her career, all of that just became deeply embarrassing, but not crossing any legal lines. So what is Goldman to do with that when they're looking at something that is becoming a huge embarrassment every day, but not something that crosses any legal lines here? And I think they've come up with a solution here. You know, particularly inside the bank, the Wall Street Journal reported that the fact that she heads the reputational risk committee at the bank was sort of a sticking point for a lot of Goldman employees.